So, Henry, just explain what happened at Hexham on that Saturday of last month.
Just normal race. I'd ridden in the first race. It was the second race. I was just lined up in front to make it on one of Brian Ellison's horses. Jumped the first over the 2 mile fast start, which is the top of the hill at Hexham. And he just jumped the first grand and just got running away a little bit down to the second one, which is down the hill, which they always do seem to do. And he just half just come out of my hands a little bit, and he just half landed on the fence, buckled in front, and just went down. I just rolled off him just normally, like it was nothing of a fall. And then the horse galloped over me from behind me. If that hadn't have done so, I'd have got up absolutely unscathed. So it's just bad luck, really, that, you know, it was in the position we were, and it happened first time round. If it had happened second time round, we'd have obviously been spread out, and there'd have been a lot more chance that it'd have missed me, you know.
And when it happened, Henry, what was going through your mind?
Not much. Not much. I don't really remember. I don't really recall much after the fall. I remember my little brother being there at some point. And then, obviously, I remember being in a lot of pain from my chest-wise. But other than that, I don't really remember much, mate.
And when you was taken to hospital, Henry, what was you being told at the time by the doctors?
They'd put me into the coma, I think, at this stage, which I remained in for 24 hours until I woke up the next day.
And when you did wake up and the doctors spoke to you, Henry, what did they say to you?
Not really much, to be fair. I woke up and my mum was there, so I was just chatting to her about... Well, I wasn't chatting because I had a tube down my throat, so I had one up my nose and one up my throat, so I was just writing on a bit of paper. Obviously, I couldn't lift my head or anything. I was just writing on a bit of paper, you know, questions.
And was it ever in doubt that you may never ride again?
There's no doubt of that. There was a doubt that, obviously, in the first... I was stable when I went into hospital, and then during, 10 o'clock or something, I got, obviously, I don't know what had happened. I'd lost 3 litres of blood on the track. So, that's a lot of blood to lose, and they'd blood transfusing me and everything. And they did have to ring my mum because they were worried that, you know, I was deteriorating, but I think, I don't know if it was just precautionary that they maybe wanted her. She was next to King, so she had to come back, but... And then I was okay. I got through that night and I was fine.
And how has your road to recovery been going?
Really good, yeah, really good. I'm back. I'm Jack Berry. This is my third week now in Jack Berry. It was 4 weeks since the fall, so after a week I got myself straight back, you know, out of hospital and straight into Jack Berry. But there wasn't much they could really do for me for the first week. Look at me, make sure I kept breathing. But other than that, now I'm back. I think I'm fitter now than I was before I had the fall. My only problem is just I'm short of breath. Do you know what I mean? When my heart rate will go high when I'm in the gym working out and running, and then as soon as I stop, literally my recovery is really, really quick. Just the fact that obviously it's putting pressure on my heart and everything, my lung a little bit, you know, just getting racing. But it's nothing that shouldn't be happening, you know, it's expected, so it's all good.
And you mentioned there Jack Berry House, Henry. How much of a help has Jack Berry House been in aid of your recovery?
Massively, massively. Look, I definitely wouldn't be here now today speaking to you if it wasn't for the doctors on the race course, the air ambulance and Jack Berry House. Without them three, their vitals gone together in the whole thing, you know. Without one of them, it would have been a disaster. I'll go from the start, from the race course. The doctors were absolutely brilliant. They were down, they had to drain my lung and everything on the track. Well, do you know what I mean? You don't look at the doctors at the race course. I never have done them before. They'd need to save your life. I always kind of, and this will sound bad now, but see them as more of a, not a hindrance, but, do you know what I mean, when you've had a fall, they're straight over to you. And like, and there's some days when you've had a fall and that like, you're cross because you've done something wrong or, you know, something like that. And you're half annoyed at yourself and then they're over trying to check you and you just need, you just want 5 minutes, do you know what I mean, just to get everything through your head. But, so some days they were, you'd half be short with them and you shouldn't be, do you know what I mean? And I never will be again now, but you never look at them and think, you know, one day you may save my life. So I'm, you know, truly grateful to them, especially, like, I have wrote letters to everybody and, you know, just appreciate, you know, showed my appreciation. The air ambulance was straight there, like, which is a charity base, which is absolutely beyond me why it is a charity base. It's absolutely ridiculous, but it is. You know, they were there straight away, had me, well, obviously it was a few hours before I'd left the track, till they got a stable, and then they took me to Newcastle, which was, you know, brilliant, dropped me straight in, and then from intensive care, then they were brilliant in there, just the whole thing. And then Jackbury House, then if I had gone back to the gym now and started trying to do stuff like lifting weights or doing this, doing that, I'd set myself back even further. I'm 100% sure of it, because I would end up hurting myself, lifting stuff wrong, not doing stuff right. It's just totally, totally different, you know, when you're somebody next to you. I'm filling you full of confidence as well, telling you you're doing good, even though you're lifting them in 2 kilograms. Just to have somebody in your ear when you're doing it, telling you're doing good, you're doing good. That's brilliant. It keeps morale up, you know. It keeps you thinking that you are improving, you are doing well.
And when is your target, Henry, to be back in the saddle?
I'm trying for the Beecher Chase. You know, obviously Highland Lodge runs in that. That is my main target. Whether or not it's possible or not, it's question mark on the next 2 weeks, really, mate. Do you know what I mean? I will not ride if I'm not 100% fit, and that is one thing I will do. I don't, you know, even though, like, I could blag it away and tell everybody I'm riding, I'm doing nothing for no one, you know. I'm not doing the horse justice, and I ain't doing no trainers any justice. And I certainly aren't doing any owners, you know, just to start paying for the horses. So I wouldn't do that to anybody, you know. So when I come back, I will be 100% fit and right, and everything will be ready to go, because obviously we've got time to make up now.
And what's the final stages, Henry, of the process now in regards to you coming back to racing?
Yeah, obviously I've got a few tests to do now. I'm waiting for an MRI scan to come back, which I'm pretty sure will be fine. I've got all my concussion tests to do. I've passed one. I've got like some written tests and bits and bobs like that to do. And the main thing is my lung, which is getting reassessed on the 28th. So we'll know a lot more then. And if my lung's right and fit, I'll be back riding on the 29th. That's all to do with the lung now. So I think everything else will be passed and sorted out. I will know on the 28th what the score is.
Well, Henry, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you here this afternoon, and I wish you a speedy recovery, and hopefully we'll see you back in the saddle towards the end of the month.
Yeah,